Toyota.
The Sam LaPrade Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Well, today, of course, is a very big day. 2 o'clock today, Canada is going to be at the World Cup. We wanted to connect today with Jim Davies, professor of the Department of Cognitive Science at Carleton University, and talk about World Cup, well, from a different perspective. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Hi. Good, good. Jim, are you excited about the big game today?
Oh, I don't really follow sports. I just know about the psychology
of it. Oh, that's so funny. That's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about the psychology of sports. Why are we so intrigued? Why can we just not get enough, Jim?
Sports are interesting because, humans are one of the only animals that can learn by watching. What I mean by that is you can, like, watch a YouTube video of somebody dancing and figure out how to do the dance. And many other animals can't do that. They learn in other ways. So I think that a big reason that we watch sports is because we feel like we're learning how to do important things. So a lot of sports are related to things that would have been really valuable for our ancestors, running and jumping and hiding and throwing. That's one aspect of it, is that we want to, I think that part of us feels it's important because we're learning how to do things really well by watching.
Right. So interesting. And how long have you been studying the psychology of sports?
Oh, I did a deep dive into it, I think, back around 2014 when I wrote a book on why we're interested in everything, actually, from religion to art and everything. And I looked into sports then. Another reason that we like them is because we often identify with a particular team because of we feel they represent us. The animal kingdom is also full of kind of symbolic competition. So crabs might wave their arms around, their claws around, and whoever has the biggest claw wins the fight, and nobody ends up getting hurt. So I think that people get really attached also because they sort of see sports as a symbolic competition where someone might be like representing you and your own kind of thing.
And is it different, Jim, with different sports, or are we all watching, you know, for instance, obviously we have soccer today. We have obviously a big love of hockey in this country. Is it different, or is it all sports all the time?
Yeah, as somebody who's not a sports fan, I feel like hockey and basketball and soccer are kind of the same sport. But, I think that one big difference is that we see a difference in team sports versus individual sports. And men seem to be somewhat more interested in team sports, and women seem to be more interested in individual sports like running or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think that sports vary a lot in their complexity as well. So, for example, sprinters, be they swimming or running or whatever, there's not a lot of like tactics to it, as opposed to like an extreme sport like football, like American football, for example, has plays and a lot of strategy and a lot of planning and secrets and all those kind of things. So I think people can get attracted to varying levels of intellectual complexity with the sport as well.
Mm-hmm. So interesting. And when I think about, obviously, the big game happening today, Canada versus Belgium, I mean, we've been waiting for this for a very long time. I think it's upwards of 36 years. Is there something about that as well that we see ourselves on the world stage, do you think, Jim?
Yeah, I mean, hearkening back to what I said earlier is that it's interesting that we do identify with these athletes who are representing Canada. Even though we're not playing in it, because we think that they are representing us, we are very interested. And of course, if it's an unusual thing, we're also interested in unusual things. So yes, the first time we do it in 36 years is going to be a big deal, a much bigger deal than if it were to happen again next year. Kind of like how, you know, the J.J. Abrams Star Wars movie was like a huge deal, much more than the next movie because it had been
right.
so long,
right,
that
right,
kind
right.
of thing. I think that like in the World Cup, at least the players are actually from Canada. It's interesting to me that many sports teams are made up of people who aren't from that city, but they still symbolically represent us. And so we like them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, for sure. And, you know, I'm thinking back to even, you know, when the women were going for gold and how, you know, excited this country was about that. And, you know, each one of us sort of came up with, you know, the player that we were sort of rooting for. There was so many different storylines in that particular time of our lives as well. And, you know, you might get connected to a Christine Sinclair, for instance, and, you know, you feel almost that you know Christine. Does that make sense to mm-hmm. you?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So this mirrors our interest in celebrities and virtuosity in general. So I think that getting attached and really interested in a particular athlete is very similar to getting really into Yo-Yo Ma as the world's greatest cellist or some other kind of expertise. Expertise is often a signal for social status, and we find ourselves attracted to people who have high social status, whatever that reason might be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why, like, people are way more interested in the top athlete in the world and much less interested in the second best in the world. You know, this is not just sports, but we see this across all kinds of celebrity fandom.
Is all of that just a little bit of a reprieve from our regular lives? Does it kind of take us somewhere else, Jim?
I think to an extent, but you know, I think that even our regular lives are suffused with the same kinds of interests. So we are interested in competition. So let's just say even at your work, maybe your boss and somebody else are competing for a promotion and it's a tight race. I feel like your interest in that is also going to be the same psychological, for the same psychological reasons that you'd enjoy a close game of sports, right? So we like competition. We're interested in uncertain outcomes. We're interested in top people trying to do their top things. And so although sports aren't directly relevant to our lives, you can say it's escapism. I think that there are a lot of underlying psychological similarities between enjoying observing all kinds of competition, whether it's real life or sports or movies.
And there's certain moments, I think, when we think back to big sporting moments that we remember where we were, right? I mean, I think about when, you know, Sidney Crosby scored the goal. I remember exactly where I was. I remember exactly what I was doing. There's moments like that that kind of have you know, created identity for us as well as a country.
Yeah, this is known in psychology as a flashbulb memory. And so it's similar to people talking about like where they were for 9/11 or when Kennedy was shot or something like that. And the research shows that people often have a very strong feeling of where they were and what they were doing. But their memories are not really as reliable as we think they are. And so often people will later misremember where they were. So for example, many people heard about the Twin Towers collapsing, like from a friend or something else, but they watched it on TV like 100 times, and then they misremember having seen it first on television.
Right.
So even though we have a strong feeling of a flashbulb memory, it doesn't, our feeling of certainty isn't always trustworthy.
Wow, it's so interesting. I'm fascinated by that. And tell us, you know, as we're heading towards 2 o'clock today, obviously very big day in this country. You know, any recommendations for us? I know you're not a big sports guy, but how we can get the most out of watching sports?
Oh wow, that's a great question. I think that putting yourself in the position to enjoy the game regardless of outcome is great because we might not win it, and the uncertainty is part of why people like sports, and that explains why we don't watch a lot of reruns, right? Like it's not like we buy, oh, let's get season one of the NFL.
Right.
And so the fact that we are even there is a real privilege, and it's really special. And so I think that people should be mindful of the good stuff, even if we don't win. And if we do win, that's great.
That's fantastic. Thank you for that. One last question before I let you go. Is there a difference of watching sports in person where you're actually there, you're at you're at the arena or you're at the field, or watching it on TV? Is there a difference of how we sort of absorb that from a psychological perspective?
I don't think there's a big difference. I think it's mostly just one of intensity. You know, being, watching a movie on your phone and watching a movie in a theater full of people on a big screen is a very similar experience. But, you know, the difference is that it's more intense. You're you have a more palpable, visceral feeling of being around the other fans. You can sort of feel the energy in the room of the other people. But, you know, I think that any sports fan will know that often when it comes to actually observing the sport itself, television is often better than being live because you've got TV screens, you can get close-ups, replays, and even when people are at live sporting events, they do watch reruns and stuff on big screens. So I think that the main benefit of being in person is the crowd and the energy that you feel from the crowd that you don't get at home so much.
Well, I'm feeling great energy after my chat with you today. Thank you so much. I learned a lot, Jim. That was fascinating. Thanks for your time today.
Oh, anytime. I hope your listeners all enjoy the game and go Canada.
There you go. Thank you so much. Jim Davies spending time with us today, Professor, Department of Cognitive Science at Carleton University, talking about, of course, that big World Cup game today with Canada. We're going to be speaking with Peter Tilley, CEO of the Ottawa Mission, when we return. We are live on location at the Carleton Place and District Memorial Hospital today. We're going to be sharing lots of stories from this beautiful hospital today, so we're wanting you to stay with us all afternoon. Stay with us here on City News.
Sam LaPrade will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.